right, this morning, if you impress our own believer, Michelle, with your paranormal experience story, you're going to win tickets to Scream Amusement Park out in Waxahachie, which is actually, is that opening? That's opening this week?
Friday.
It's opening Friday. Okay. But before we do that, Michelle had herself an encounter at the Hotel Galvez in Galveston. We all went down there together. My wife and I stayed at a different place.
Yeah.
No paranormal encounter. You and your family stayed at the Hotel Galvez. Paranormal encounter.
Well, yeah, it is reportedly one of the most haunted hotels in Texas. And there's a legend there that you can, you know, Google for yourself. It is a half a century old hotel, so there it has its quirks, and it's a very awesome hotel if you ever see the opportunity to get a good deal like I did.
You have to mention that you got a good deal.
Yeah, it's always a good deal because it's right across the street from the beach, so you can just walk over. That's a convenience. But when we were there, we walked in, and I was staying there with my family. I went to the restroom, went back to the bed area, came back to the restroom. The toilet paper was off of its holder and on the floor.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? I didn't put it there. How did it walk? How did it grow legs and walk?
Maybe it just rolled off or so. Maybe it wasn't totally on the holder.
Oh, really? The one that you have to push to take out?
Okay. Maybe it wasn't set in there properly and it just came out.
No, it was sitting upright.
Okay. You know what? You're right. Boy, spooky toilet paper story. Whoa. I wish you would have known how scary this was going to get, because I would have warned families to make sure they turn the radio off in the car if they have kids.
Well, you've been wetting your pants all day. I had a toilet paper story.
Wow. Okay. If you can beat the spooky toilet paper story. That is... the whole Metroplex just got
clearly
chills.
Clearly, we are not alone is all I'm saying, Hawkeye, the non-believer. He's a man of science.
Did you hear the ghost flush the toilet, or just the toilet paper came down?
Ridiculous.
All right, so if you
I hope the tickler comes tonight and tickles your feet and makes you pee your pants.
The tickler. All right, here's the deal. If you got a spooky story, 888-787-1963. If you can impress Michelle, you're gonna get tickets to Scream's theme park. It opens this weekend. All right, you've got a story here. Go ahead. What is yours?
Okay, my father passed away when I was 23, and I lived in Stephenville, and I worked in Glenrose at the nuclear plant. Well, one morning I was running late to go to work. It was storming and raining real hard, and there's a mountain called Chalk Mountain.
Yeah.
And, I was driving, and I could hardly see the road. Then all of a sudden, my dad appeared beside me on my seat, and he was like, "Flora, honey, you need to slow down. There's a big bus around this corner." And all of a sudden, I just slowed down, and I went around that curve, and there was a big deer sitting there. Standing there, and if I would have hit him, I would have went right off the side of that mountain.
Okay, all right, that's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah,
right there.
To slow down.
Yeah,
you know, when you hear that voice,
so your dad tell you to slow
down. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Is that worthy?
That's worthy.
That is a worthy story. I will say that as a non-believer, I will say that's a worthy story.
Well, we're glad she's okay too.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Okay.
It's dangerous when you hit a deer.
Yeah.
Especially.
It could be extremely, yeah.
Yeah, when you can get swerved off the road, like she said.
Yeah. Especially a road that's up there on that Chalk Mountain. And it's not the biggest mountain in the middle of Texas, but still, definitely.
Dangerous when you got a ghost there sitting in the passenger seat talking to you, too. That would freak me out, too.
All right, Tom.
Just like a Tom.
Okay, so that's how it works this morning. If you've got a paranormal experience, it just has to be better than toilet paper story. That's my bar. The spooky toilet paper. 888-787-1963. Let's start with this one here. What is your story?
So shortly after moving from my grandparents' house after high school, moved into my own apartment. Nobody ever told me the history of the apartment or anything. A friend had come over and taken a picture of me asleep on the couch. I kid you not, I can send this thing to you. It's a picture of me passed out on the couch, and there is a skeleton figure holding me, and it has horns on the top of its head.
Okay, if you could send that picture to us.
Yes.
You send that picture to us, I would say that would be worthy of tickets to Screams.
Yeah, I'll send it through Facebook right quick.
All right. Michelle, have you gotten this photo here?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Can I see it? Can you show it to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you make it out?
I mean, there's a blur over here. I'm going to tell you, to be honest, it looks like a dog skeleton. It's like, does that look like a dog?
There's something very white, and it looks like a skeleton.
Or it could just be a light flash or something. Doesn't it look like there's a tail, like the skeleton of a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, there was a dog that, it's a haunted dog skeleton at the house. Can we repost that on our Facebook page?
I'm pretty sure, well, if I can...
Screenshot it and repost it, because I think people want to see that.
Okay.
I just told her if you send it to us, she gets Screams tickets, so I think she should get the Screams tickets.
And you think it's okay for me to repost her?
She sent it to us.
All right. Chelsea, we're posting it because Hawkeye said okay.
All right. Chelsea, if you want us to take it down, get back to us, and we'll take it down, but... Okay. There's something to see there. It definitely is worth seeing.
Yeah, trying to make out the skeleton.
It literally looks like a flash of a light that looks like a dog skeleton.
Okay.
Do you see horns on it? She said there were horns.
You know what? If somebody can circle the horns on here after I post it, that'd be great.
All right. We'll let you know when it will be posted up there momentarily.
Yeah.
It is posted? Okay.
Yeah.
At New Country 96.3. Yeah. That's our Facebook page. Tell us what you think. And if it's a skeleton, if it's spooky, or if it just looks like a flash of light. There's definitely something there on the photo. But
yeah.
I can't really make her out on the couch, though.
Yeah, I can kind of see her. I mean, it's a blurry picture.
Mm-hmm.
On, Chelsea. What did y'all take it with? A potato phone?
The potato. You look carefully, too, on there. I think you can see the haunted roll of toilet paper from the Hotel Galvez.
Stop it! You're mean!
New Country 96.3.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.